I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You know how our election campaigns seem to grow longer and longer? Well, the campaign season that officially started today in Britain will last just 1 month. Prime Minister Gordon Brown set the election date for May 6th. He and the ruling Labour Party face a stiff challenge from the Conservatives, led by David Cameron. As The World's Laura Lynch reports, the race for votes began with each side hammering away on the economy.
Cameron was off the mark first, strolling through a ready supply of supporters before marking his electoral territory. He's framing the vote as a referendum on Gordon Brown and his handling of Britain's fragile economy.
It's the most important general election for a generation. And it comes down to this. You don't have to put up with another 5 years of Gordon Brown.
Brown was consistently lauded for his role as the country's equivalent of Treasury Secretary when financial times were good. But the bank stumbled and Brown's star fell in the months after he became Prime Minister. Still, today he boasted he's the man who's putting the broken economy back together again.
Britain is on the road to recovery, and nothing we do should put that recovery at risk.
And so the voters have 4 weeks to decide.
Good afternoon, Nicholas Michael.
Just over a year ago, this pawn shop opened up in London's financial district, the first one here in a century. The newly unemployed, stockbrokers, hedge fund managers, lawyers, made the sometimes embarrassing journey here, looking to cash in on their once luxurious lifestyle. Today, co-owner Michael Julian says the business is still growing and points to a display case as proof.
Diamond rings, loads and loads of rings. We never had no stock at all last year. Now we have several Cartiers.
So a sign that the economy is still in rough shape. The once wealthy are still pawning their precious possessions. Julian knows that, but he's supporting Gordon Brown anyway.
The devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. It's not just our country's in trouble. The biggest economy, America, are in trouble. We can't be blamed for this. No government can blame for this because the governments throughout the world are all in trouble.
His daughter, Crystal Julian, works in the shop too. After voting for Tony Blair and the Labour Party 3 times, she's wavering.
It is the first time that I must admit I have been, you know, should I, does it make any difference, that kind of thing. And I don't like to have that opinion. Will it really make a difference? I think so many people believe that the Conservatives coming in and, wow, it's, you know, you've got so many people that are changing their mind. They are changing from Labour to Conservative. But are they really going to come in and make everything fantastic? That's the only thing that worries me.
There are a lot more worried faces just blocks away from where people hawk their Rolexes and diamonds. In this much less well-heeled neighbourhood in East London, most people can only afford much smaller luxuries.
Whatever one suits you, sir.
Okay.
No problem.
No problem, sir.
You only have to pick the best one you can find and then I will wrap it up for you and take your hard-earned money.
Patrick Kelly sells roses and daffodils on the street corner, about $4 for a bunch. Different income bracket and lifestyle, but similar concerns about the economy. But that's why Kelly wants change.
I don't see how a Conservative government can make things any worse than what they are. I mean, when Gordon Brown took it over, the wheels come off the cart, big time. And he's not fit to be in the job. He wasn't elected, he's not fit to be there, and when he goes, buys he by Gordon. And good bloody riddance.
The polls reflect voters' volatility, showing a Conservative lead that swells and shrinks over time. The leaders know this will be a tight race, and that many people will end up choosing the person and the party they believe will steer Britain back toward prosperity. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.